SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Taban Shorish, founder of Lotus Flower, an organization that works with women survivors of ISIS crimes. Thank you so much for joining us today at SBS Kurdish.
Thank you for having me.
As reported in the past few months alone, a number of ISIS foreign fighters and so-called ISIS brides have had their passports revoked, even though this is celebrated by many in the Western world and as a right move to punish those perpetrators. But you disagree. Could you explain to us why?
I do. There are several reasons why I disagree with that. Firstly, I think taking away the nationality of someone and making them stateless is actually in international law not legal. And secondly, one of the main reasons is in this discussion of IS brides or foreign fighters or anyone that's really having their citizenship revoked, one of the big things that's been forgotten is actually the victims of these perpetrators. For example, the Yazidi victims, if you go back 3 to 4 years, the headlines that were captured around the world were the Yazidi women that were taken, imprisoned, sold on as sex slaves, the genocide that was committed, the murders. True brutal war crimes have been committed by IS members. And so revoking them of their citizenship takes away every right from the victims to take them to justice.
Mm. So now you are pursuing the first legal action for redress for ISIS victims. Can you tell us a little bit about this decision and the frameworks that you have been working on for this?
This case, I'm sure there are many like it, but what we came across one particular case and decided to see what avenues we can take to try and find justice for the Yazidi women victims. And there was, you know, in the international arena, there's a big moral outcry for justice for Yazidi victims. And actually, there have been a lot of steps tried to take forward, but actually, there's not one mechanism that's been implemented for redress. And so for us, we saw a gap and thought maybe we can try and gain redress for these victims in this avenue. And the reason behind it is, you know, we strongly believe that the Yazidi women victims have every right to some form of justice. And because we came across one particular case where we had victims and a perpetrator, we were able to follow that through to take it to a point where we could try and apply for a victims compensation scheme that already exists in the state level. But what we're asking for is a slight tweak whereby this unique situation for the Yazidi victims, the jurisdiction law is tweaked. And then secondly, we're not just asking Australia, but we're asking all states around the world to collectively take the frozen assets of foreign fighters, foreign IS fighters, and collectively put it into some sort of mechanism whereby that is redistributed for the victims. Now, the only tool that's available to be tweaked in that way is the victims' compensation scheme. And the reason we're asking for the actual assets to be sold on and is so taxpayers' money aren't used. You know, if a foreign fighter collectively, so this is one big reason why we're not going from victims to perpetrators, individual cases. We want it to be across the board and collectively, because then a percentage of that can go into the compensation scheme and no taxpayers' money would be fed into it.
Mm. So you mentioned that international community, especially, you know, the Western countries can do collectively, but you also believe that Australia can lead the way in bringing justice for victims of IS. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
The unique situation that we have currently is that the case that we have submitted is by victims who were held by a foreign national, and that foreign national was an Australian national. And so for us, we have one solid case where we can take to Australia and show as evidence that this route can be taken. And Australia has shown great sympathy to the Yazidi victims and supported them. And we think that this is a great opportunity for them to lead the way and show the world that they can and will provide justice for the Yazidi victims.
And can you tell us a little bit about your organisation, Lotus Flower? You have been working for many years with these victims, and just can you tell us about the details of your work?
So we provide, so we work with women and girls impacted by conflict and displacement, and currently we're supporting a lot of the victims or survivors from the ISIS conflict. And we set up safe social spaces in refugee camps and implement projects that fall under SDG pillars. So for example, education, livelihoods, human rights, peace building, mental health, well-being, and gender equality kind of goes through all of that. And within those centres, we build projects that will enable them to rebuild their lives. And so it's long-term sustainable thinking whereby we provide them with skills or tools that if they do leave the camps in future, and when they do, they can still take those skills with them. And through that, obviously, we have contact with a lot of survivors and a lot of victims, and we hear a lot of stories, and this is how we've come across our cases. Mm-hmm. But we believe in providing practical tools and support to help them rebuild their life and overcome the traumas that they faced.
So going back to the actual legal action, what stage are you at with that? Have you approached, say, Australian government, for example, and are you waiting for a reply or anything from them in particular?
So we've just submitted to New South Wales Tribunal, and we're waiting to hear back in terms of what direction it will go. And then after that, we will most probably be given a date for a hearing. We're hoping we'll have some positive news out of it. We'd love to reach out to the Australian government and talk about this further and find a route, which we genuinely feel is a practical route, a practical solution whereby, you know, the assets, collective assets of foreign fighters have been seized. They have been frozen. We don't know where it's gone, but, you know, if that was taken and redistributed, a percentage of that was taken and redistributed back to the victims, and they would have, Australia would have taken the first step in actually providing some form of accountability and justice for these Yazidi victims who have faced so much atrocities in the hands of ISIS. And it's not coming out of the taxpayers' money. It's tweaking a current system that already exists, so it's not starting anything from scratch. Mm-hmm. Practically, it's very viable, but we need them on side to believe this and make it happen with us. And I genuinely believe it's a great opportunity that they can.
Taban Shorish, founder of Lotus Flower, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Radio.